to talk to you about today was Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You're in the new series.
Mm.
Do you play a baddie, I gather?
I play a very unpleasant headmaster who has developed a plan for increasing the capacity of school students involving school meals. But it is, it's funny and I hope a bit scary. I hope I'm scary as a headmaster. What was fun about Mr. Finch was the first scene up was this very interesting meeting with the doctor. And it felt on the page like it was quite subdued and quite just two people checking each other out. And the director said, "Don't be afraid to, you know, you can go quite large on Doctor Who. There are no sort of parameters." And I said, "Okay," and then played the scene as it felt right, and everybody went, "Wow, that's cool." And then there were other scenes where I just suddenly thought, "No, actually, just sort of let rip and see what happened." And there was stuff that actually surprised me, and there was some stuff that actually surprised the crew. Whether or not, you know, I have no idea whether it will read. It may read, it's sort of just way off the scale. It may be less than I thought, I don't know.
Was it quite, I don't know, daunting in a way to be asked to be part of Doctor Who?
Well, no, I've done little bits and pieces. I read a couple of sort of dramatised books on tape. And I did something, there was a Doctor Who on the internet at one point with Stephen Fry, I think it was, and I did something in that. I've sort of been connected with it off and on for a while, and I, you know, there was talk about whether I'd do it, and there was sort of, you know, voting, the Radio Times readers voted me the man most likely and all that old stuff.
Would you want to do it?
When I came back from Buffy, I said unequivocally no. I mean, I actually talked to them years ago, before I even went to the States, I think. And then I met them when they were when Paul McGann got it, and sort of we talked about it then. Then, when Christopher Eccleston decided not to do it for a second term, they, you know, my agent came back and said, "Well, they're looking at people again. Do you want it?" And at that point, I went, "Well, I guess I don't mind being in the frame." But by that time, I think they were fairly set on David, and rightly so. I think it's gone a very interesting way. I think Chris Eccleston set it up, and David is taking it further down the line of, you know, he's more of a romantic hero than he used to be, which I think is quite interesting.
So you may well be the Doctor yet then, who knows?
I think, well, we'll see.
How much of a fan would you say that you are of Doctor?
I was a huge fan in my youth. I mean, William Hartnell, you know, when I was a kid, William Hartnell was just the most extraordinary thing that had ever happened to television. And it was super cool.
To test your knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little quiz.
Yeah.
I think you're going to do really well at this quiz by the sounds of it.
I think I'll probably fail abysmally, actually. But there you go.
No, you're going to get these. But if you... I've got a little prize. If you get the six questions...
Yeah.
And if you get three of them right, you can have your special prize.
Okay. Is it chocolate?
Fortunately not. The chocolate would be good. Okay, question one. What is the name of the Doctor's time and space machine?
Oh, that's a hard one. Something beginning with T. The TARDIS.
Yeah. Correct. Okay, one out of six. What does TARDIS stand for?
Oh, I've no idea. Time and radial doodah. No idea.
Time and relative dimension in space.
Cool.
You see, I knew that, and I don't really watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, you see.
Doctor Who was first shown on TV in which year? Was it 1963, 1973, or 1983?
63.
Correct. Very good. How many hearts does the Doctor have? One, two, or three?
Two, I think.
Gosh, yeah, correct. So one wrong so far. And you just answered this one, I'll ask you anyway. Who was the first actor to play the Doctor?
William Hartnell.
Sixth and final question. What is the Daleks' infamous war cry?
Exterminate.
correct. Are you ready for your prize?
Yeah, go on.
It's wrapped up. And I have to just, like, explain a little bit about the prize.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a bit of research. There's some weird and wonderful things on the internet. And there's lots of memorabilia of you out there. You can buy, obviously, signed photos and stuff. Mm. Key rings and things like that. And
all key rings?
Key rings of you and all sorts of other stuff. And so, lots of other things. Like this.
Like this?
Yeah. It's probably going to really freak you out, but I thought it was really funny.
this is like, good radio. This is well, because I'll describe it. This is a picture of me. Is it a fridge magnet?
It's a coaster.
It's a coaster. That's very good. Where did you get a coaster of me?
Actually, it didn't come in time, but I've ordered it, so I'm now going to have to send you it. It's a hand mirror, like a cosmetics mirror, with you on the front.
I must have one.
Well, thank you for letting me come to your farm.
You're welcome.
And thank you for the tea.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for the coaster.